Okay, the bingo skit was about a woman who used to go to bingo very frequently. Whatever nights there would be bingo, it could be down the Boyd or over in Spellarge and whatever. And she would get the dishes done in the evening and take off the bingo, leaving her husband there to do the homework and all the work with the small children. So anyway, this night they never had no milk, or they didn't have a lot of things like milk and bread and stuff. And he blamed it because his wife was spending too much time in bingo. So when she got back from bingo that night and went to bed, he decided he was going to get up and play a trick on her. So it was called the Ghost of Bingo. So he went in the bedroom, I think it's a bit better now actually, and he went in behind the closet or whatever, and he starts singing a I-16, and she would jump up in the bed, oh, what's that? Someone said I-16, then he'd say B-5, and in a really scary voice, and she'd jump up. So anyway, finally she got really, and a ghost, what kind of ghost? And anyway, as he was trying to get back in bed with her to make her feel better, it was Anne playing the part of the ghost, and he beat the legs off the bed, and him and the bed and her went to the floor.
And that wasn't supposed to be part.
And that wasn't supposed to be part of the skit, but it was the funniest part, because M had Roxanne in the bed, and he's trying to repair the bed with her.
So you've been in the concert since back in the 70s, about 40?
Yeah, late 70s.
So getting
early 80s.
Getting pretty close to 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of concerts, and I think I missed just one year.
Yeah.
And that was when I had the surgery that year, open heart surgery.
Yeah.
I never got the kid, but I was in for 3 pregnancies.
Yeah. You've had a few babies delivered in the Mother's Day concert too.
Oh yes, there's always babies. And there's always women comparing which baby is the prettiest too.
Yeah.
And they don't care about what they say about it. Yeah. But like we've had, like I said before, we've had skits about just about everything. To politics, to, you know, women getting pregnant, to people finding other people on the internet, to every kind of possible situation that you could ever imagine, we're after poking fun at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how the women used to, Alice and them used to be the critics and come
yes.
to the Friday night show.
Yeah, they were like they did critiques every Friday night. They would come up and tell us what we had did wrong. You
yeah.
know, whether someone had wore a dress too high, or if somebody showed too much skin, or said words, especially like if it affected the priest, anything that would be a slur towards a priest, they would come up and tell us. We had to try to straighten that out. And then Saturday when the concert was over, they'd come up, and we'd usually go, you know, by their suggestions too, and because we didn't want to insult anyone, and on Saturday they'd come up. It was perfect. The best one ever. Best concert ever. And that was the same thing they told us every year.
So they went to both Friday night
they
and
went
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
They went
night.
To the children's show, and they went to the adult
yeah,
show.
They went to both concerts. It was the same crowd of women that went every year.
Yeah.
But like a lot of them now have, you know, passed on, and that we kind of, you know, we misses that.
Yeah.
You know, we misses their presence there, and